ready.
Well, welcome one and all, as many as we are. But the Lord loves our praises, and if there's only two of us, we would be meeting in the name of Jesus. So let's bring our praises to the Lord this morning. And the very first one that we have is Jesus is the name we honour. And I'd like first to honour Jesus by telling you what's happened this week with my operation, because I've had a complicated impacted wisdom tooth taken out, and they gave me three forms of pain-killing medication and told me to take all three four times a day, and I've not taken any because I've had no pain. And I had my gallbladder out, I think November last. Again, I was given three forms of pain-killing medication and told to take it four times a day. I didn't have to take any. The only thing I'm dealing with is the swelling, and that's not hurting. It hurts to open my mouth, but praise God. So, Jesus is the name we honour. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus is the name we honour. Jesus is the name we praise. Majestic name above all other names, the highest earned and earth proclaim that Jesus is our God. We will glorify, we will lift him high, we will give him honor and praise. We will glorify, we will lift him high, we will give him honor and praise. Jesus is the name we worship. Jesus is the name we trust. He is the King above all other kings. Let all creation stand and sing. Jesus is our God. We will glorify, we will lift him high, we will give him honor and praise. We will glorify, we will lift him high, we will give him honor. Father's splendor. Jesus is the Father's joy. He will return to reign in majesty. The very earth must see that Jesus is our God. We will glorify, we will lift him high, we will give him honor and praise. We will glorify, we will lift him high, we will give him honor and praise. We will glorify, we will lift him high, we will give him honor.
Sing Light of the World. We can say here we are to worship, to bow down and say he is our God.
Light of the world, you say. step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life set with you. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. In all days so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above, humbly obeyed to the earth created, all for the suffering poor. To worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. And to worship, here I am to bow. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Forever know how much
comes to the Father except through me. How wonderful it is when we accept this statement, and especially when in repentance we come to you and accept your gift of salvation. The fact that you suffered and died on the cross for all who would receive you into their lives is proof of a wonderful love that is available to all who follow you. We want to know more about you, Jesus, and more about the Father and the Spirit. We pray for all true believers, and also for the many who do not know or acknowledge him. We pray that more and more people will be willing to share their love for Jesus, so that more and more will come to know him and follow him. For you, Lord, are truly the way, the truth, and the life. In our prayer today, we want to commend to you for your care, the sick, the lost, we commend to you, Lord, the sick, the lost, the homeless, the housebound, the unemployed, those who are living in poverty. And we want to pray and thank you for all the professionals and the volunteers who donate their time and efforts to help all who are in real need. And we want to pray, Lord, for people that we know. We want to pray for Brian's son, David. We want to pray for Rita. We want to pray for her granddaughter, April. We want to pray for Jean and for Stuart. We want to pray for John and Margaret. And Lord, we want to pray for each other and for all our family and friends, and especially for any who might be that we are concerned for and want to bring to you. So finally, Lord, we offer our own lives to you again. May we serve you in any way that you desire. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So we come on to From Heaven You Came, Helpless Babe, Servant King.
His heart with sorrow was torn.
not my will, but yours be said. This is our God, the servant King. He calls us now to follow Him, to bring our lives as a daily offering. Oh, worship to the servant King. Come see His hands and His feet, the scars that speak of sacrifice, hands that flung stars into space. To cruel men surrendered, this is our God, the servant King. He calls us now to follow Him, to bring our lives as a daily offering. All worship to and in our lives enthrall Him, each other's needs to prefer. For it is Christ we're serving, this is our God, the servant King. He calls us now to follow Him, to bring our lives as a daily offering of worship to the servant King. The servant King, He calls us now to follow Him, to bring our lives as a daily offering of worship to the servant King.
Now over to Eunice. It's quite a long Bible reading, but it contains some very important things that we ought to acknowledge.
Hebrews chapter 10. The law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming, not the realities themselves. For this reason, it can never, by the same sacrifices repeated endlessly year after year, make perfect those who draw near to worship. If it could, would they not have stopped being offered? For the worshippers would have been cleansed once for all, and would no longer have felt guilty for their sins. But those sacrifices are an annual reminder of sins, because it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Therefore, when Christ came into the world, He said, "Sacrifice and suffering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. With burnt offerings and sin offerings you were not pleased." Then I said, "Here I am. It is written about me in the scroll. I have come to do your will, O God." First, He said, "Sacrifices and offerings, burnt offerings and sin offerings, you did not desire, nor were you pleased with them, although the law required them to be made." Then He said, "Here I am. I have come to do your will." He sets aside the first to establish the second. And by that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. Since that time, he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool, because by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. The Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. First, he says, "This is the covenant I will make with them after that time, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds." Then he adds, "Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more." And where these have been forgiven, there is no longer any sacrifice for sin. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. Anyone who rejected the law of Moses died without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much more severely do you think a man deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, who has treated as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sacrificed him, and who has insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," and again, "The Lord will judge his people." It is a dreadful thing thrown into the hands of the living God. Remember those earlier days after you had received the light, when you stood your ground in a great contest in the face of suffering. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times you stood side by side with those who were so treated. You sympathized with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property, because you knew that you yourselves had better and lasting possessions. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith. And if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved.
So we do have a great high priest who lives to intercede for us. So we can sing, "Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea."
Thank you.
After sitting and listening to 39 verses, you will be pleased, I'm sure, to know that the message I carry is going to be a short one. However, it is a real one. We're talking about the superior sacrifice. There's only one superior sacrifice. There's only one great sacrifice, and that is the one that Jesus made on the cross of Calvary. We often call him the Lamb of God. He was the one who came without sin, and he was able to deal with our sins. So let's look at it. Number one, Christ's sacrifice. What does it do? Verses 1 to 10. Well, of course, his sacrifice takes away sin. Believers, in other words, have been set apart. They have been sanctified. They receive, on repentance, forgiveness. Sin has been dealt with. Jesus has paid the price with his own life. And you know, no old covenant sacrifice, no priests offering animals for sacrifice could do what Jesus did. So there was his sacrifice which dealt with sin. Number 2, verses 11 to 18. His sacrifice need not be repeated again. It was once and for all. So far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins. In other words, they're gone. And you know, the fact that Jesus sat down after he'd risen from the dead, and he returned to the Father, is surely proof that his work was done. He, the perfect sacrifice, had dealt with our sins once and for all. And then, number 3, verses 19 to 39, what happens? Well, what Jesus has done as the sacrifice opens the way to God. The way is open to Father, Son, and Spirit. I want you to imagine for a moment Jesus on the cross with blood dripping down. Shut your eyes if you like. And people shouting horrible things at him. People throwing things at him. People cursing him. Not nice. If we had been there at that time, I wonder how we would have felt. But you know, the way to God is open. Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Oh yes. That sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross. When he died, lots of people might have thought, well, that's the end. But it wasn't. Yes, he rose from the dead. He had defeated death. But he had also defeated sin. And all who repent can know that their sin has gone, and from then on they can live lives with the Lord, who will daily help us to be all that we need to be. And so, to walk by faith means to obey God's word, to obey his word, and to live for Jesus. How can we do anything less? He died for each one of us. Oh, what a sacrifice. He shed his blood. No more time for old priests or whatever they may have been called, who called for sins to be dealt with by sacrificing animals. No, what did that achieve? I tell you what, Jesus achieved everything in giving his life. Why? Because he was without sin. So only he could be that perfect sacrifice. A sacrifice that was superior to any other that had been offered under the old law. Our Jesus died for you and for me. Great Jesus. Thank you.
And he is King Jesus, so let us sing Majesty, rejoice in what he's done for us.
Worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom, authority, flow from his throne unto his own. stand from rays. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Worship His Majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Majesty, worship His Majesty. Unto Jesus be glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom, authority, blown from His throne unto His own, His anthem raise. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship His Majesty. Jesus who died, glorified King of kings. Jesus who died, now glorified King of kings.
So we come to the table. May we come because Jesus loves us and He died on the cross for us. May we come and meet the risen Lord Jesus, for not only did He die, but He rose from the dead and is alive forevermore. Let us come and bring our concerns and our problems to Him, and believe that He will deal with them for us. Come like the disciples, ready to do whatever the Lord requires of us. Let us come with thankful hearts. Let us come in humility and go in confidence, because Jesus is Lord. We thank You, Lord, for all that You suffered on our behalf. And as we take the bread and wine this morning, we would acknowledge that they are but symbols of the precious blood and body that You gave for us. And so, let us take the bread in remembrance that Jesus died for us, and let us feed on Him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Brian, would you like to come and serve? Jesus also took the cup, and he said, "This is the new covenant sealed in my blood. Whenever you drink it," Jesus said, "do this in remembrance of me." And we all wait until we've been served, and then we will drink together. Graham, would you like to serve? Thank you. So Jesus died for each one of us. As we drink, let us do it in remembrance of him, and let us do it because we truly love him. Let us drink. Let us come to the Lord in prayer. God of grace, you have called us to be your disciples and gathered us to your table. Here we have tasted new wine of your kingdom. Empower us by your Spirit that we may be gospel people, sharing the good news with others. In the name of Jesus, our Saviour, we ask this prayer. Amen. Can I just say, before we sing the last hymn, I've said it before, but I think it really tells us a lot. A lady at Salem came to see me in hospital when they thought I might lose my voice with the operation they had to take on the throat. The lady came, and she came with CDs and a CD player to the actual hospital, Paddington Hospital. And after a little while, I turned it on and I listened to this song we're now going to sing. What kind of love is this? It gave itself for me. Oh, yes, it did. And you know, as I was listening to it, the tears were flowing right down my face. I thought it was so wonderful. And then Paul, one of the young people that we gave a home to, came in to see me, and as he saw the tears, "Oh no," he said, "it's cancer." And I had a great job to try and convince him. I don't suppose I ever did, but those tears were because of what Jesus has done for us. And this song says it, I think, beautifully. So let us sing.
kind of man is this, who died in
Yeah.